The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, in the last 21 years, I've had the privilege of interviewing governors, senators, ambassadors, some of the best known preachers and Christian leaders in America. But I must admit, one of my favorite interviews of all time is with my guest right now. His name is Ron Archer. He's a dear friend, a man of God with an incredible testimony. He is an author, a speaker. And Ron Archer, it is a delight and a privilege to have you back on the program. Ron, are you there? We got him, Jeff? Evidently, we got some kind of technical problem that we're going to try to work out here in just a minute. Hang on. I could hum the theme from Jeopardy. Okay, we're just making sure that he is still there. The reason that I'm having Ron Archer on, or hopefully we'll have Ron Archer on, is because he is the keynote speaker at the big 12th annual banquet of Relationships Under Construction, and it's this Thursday. Ron, are you there? Evidently, Jeff, we got a problem with the phone lines. I'll let you figure out what the problem is. Anyway, Ron Archer is going to be the keynote speaker this coming Thursday night at Genoa Church in Westerville. It begins at 6 o'clock, ends at approximately 8:45. And I'm telling you, folks, and if you're a regular listener, you know I don't say this ever. If you were within 1,000 miles of hearing Ron Archer speak, go. He is one of the most dynamic, one of the most powerful speakers I've ever heard. And listen, I have heard thousands of speakers, thousands of sermons, and Ron is right there, seriously, at the top of the list. He's written a whole bunch of books, but just recently he wrote What Belief Can Do, which is a powerful memory of his testimony. And then his brand new book, and I mean his brand new book, is The Power of One Man. The Power of One Man. Jeff, you think we have him? No, we don't. We've got a problem. Jeff's trying to work on it, and our technical staff trying to work on it. Number one, you need to become familiar with Relationships Under Construction. This organization right here in the state of Ohio has become the go-to organization for materials in public schools all across America, dealing with relationships, sexuality, and so forth. From a biblical standpoint, they cannot use the Bible because they are in the public schools, but they are using biblical principles. Their curriculum has won numerous awards all over America. And by the way, their curriculum is not only used here in America, it's used around the world now. And they're stationed right here in Central Ohio, They're doing great work, wonderful work. So number one, you need to be familiar with relationships under construction. Secondly, you need to hear Ron Archer. Now, I don't know whether we're going to get him on the phone or not. We're trying to work out the details. But you can go right now to relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Relationshipsunderconstruction.com and register. Now, it's this coming Thursday, and I believe there are a few places left in person. The banquet's going to be held at Genoa Church in Westerville, but because of COVID and so forth, seating is very limited as compared to previous years for their banquets. But if when you try to register, the in-person registration is full, you can also register for the streaming audio and video of the evening. So I want to encourage you to be there in person. Joy and I will be there in person. We can't wait. My wife has never met Ron Archer, and I can't wait for her to have the privilege and the opportunity of meeting him and for him to have the privilege and opportunity of meeting my wife. So I want to encourage you quickly to register because the spaces, and I'm not exaggerating, the spaces are going very, very quickly because of the limited space. But if you cannot get there in person, please register for the streaming audio and video of the evening. It is going to be a powerfully, powerfully impacted evening for everyone that participates, whether they are in person or whether they're viewing it online. Now, there is no charge, but it is a fundraiser. We don't want to misrepresent. We don't want to mislead anyone. There is no charge. You do not have to pay for your meal, but you will be asked to donate. Don't have to. Nobody will know whether you did or not, but I just want to be candid, upfront, honest with you. There is no cost, but it is a fundraiser. Generous supporters of RUC have underwritten the food, but it is the single most important fundraiser of the year for Relationships Under Construction. So anyway, I hope that you will go right now to relationshipsunderconstruction.com. Very easy to find the tab for registration. Click on the tab. It'll take you just a couple of minutes to register. And I hope there is still room for in-person. But if not, register for the streaming. RelationshipsUnderConstruction.com. The banquet is this coming Thursday night. Be there. Register now. All right, we'll take a quick break and we'll return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, if you're watching the news at all, you see that the call for the resignation of Governor Cuomo in New York has reached a crescendo. The majority of the Democrats in the New York legislature are now calling for his resignation. In fact, this is really weird and bizarre, but more Democrats are calling for his resignation than Republicans. Of course, there aren't that many Republicans in the legislature in New York. To date, at least five women have come forward making different accusations of inappropriate behavior, inappropriate touching, sexual harassment, harassing atmosphere in the office. And almost all of them were people that worked with or for Governor Cuomo and were Democrats. Up until this afternoon, Governor Cuomo has said, "I am not resigning. It would be undemocratic for me to resign." Really? Hey, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I would be extremely surprised if Governor Cuomo was governor by the end of this week. The major newspaper in the capital of New York has called for his resignation. A left-leaning, Democrat-leaning newspaper. The editorial board has called for his resignation. Not only the majority of Democrats in the legislature in New York have called for his resignation, other well-known Democratic leaders have as well. The bizarre thing, but not surprising at all, President Biden has remained silent. And I can only imagine that one of the reasons why is, well, his own past problems with accusations. Yeah, credible accusations have been made against President Biden, and they have been basically ignored. If Joe Biden came out very strongly saying, "We want a complete investigation and women need to be heard and Governor Cuomo needs to resign," it would be just a teeny weeny little bit hypocritical. So anyway, the cries for the resignation of Governor Cuomo become louder and louder. As I said, I will be very surprised if he is governor by the end of the week. In fact, I think probably he will be done for in the next 48 hours. But we'll see. The Cuomo family is extremely proud and well entrenched in New York politics. Speaking of New York, I have a very shocking story in my hand. A first-term Democratic state senator in New York, Samra Brouk, B-R-O-U-K, is sponsoring legislation to adopt the standards of the Sexuality Information and Education Council of the United States, known as the SIEC. Now, this material is graphic. I think most reasonable people, whether you're conservative or liberal, Republican or Democrat, I think most reasonable persons would agree that this sex ed education is pornographic. It's Senate Bill S2584A. And if passed, it would require public as well as charter schools to, and I'm quoting from the legislation, teach five-year-olds, we're talking kindergarten, teach five-year-olds about gender identity and instruct eight-year-olds on the availability of hormone blockers to prevent puberty in transgender identifying preteens. That's 8 years old. 5 year olds, gender identity. 8 years old, the availability of hormone blockers to prevent puberty in transgender identifying preteens. And again, that is a quote. out of this entire story, for me, here is the most shocking, the most troubling. This organization, CICAS, again, it is Sexuality Information and Education Council of the United States. I misrepresented it. It's S-I-E-C-U-S, CICAS. I'm quoting. CICAS asserts that sex education is a powerful vehicle for social change. You know, there was a time when the radical left hid the fact that they were trying to change culture, change society by these left-wing programs, agenda, curriculum, and so forth. No more. Again, I'm quoting. CICAS asserts that sex education is a powerful vehicle for social change. So they're admitting this is not just about education. It's about brainwashing. Now, that's my term, not theirs. But when you're talking 5-year-olds and 8-year-olds for social change, we're talking brainwashing. Not everybody is supporting it. Republican Assemblyman Michael Riley, a member of the Education Committee, says we would be outsourcing our curriculum to this outside organization. That's a concern. Yeah, it's more than a concern. Sam Porizzolo of the New York City Parents Union said, quote, the state constitution guarantees a basic education, but nowhere does it say we have to prepare our kids to change their sex if they want to. We have schools. Now, this is the president of the New York City Parents Union. Quote, we have schools where 95% of the kids can't read or do math at grade level. And now they want us to bring in these complicated social justice issues. No, the answer is. The standards would educate kids as young as 11 on. And I can't read that on the air. I guess I could, but I won't. It is dangerous, dangerous stuff that the liberal left in New York is trying to make as part of the curriculum of New York schools for children as young as 5. This is the agenda of the liberal left. Now, no, it's more than troubling. All right, we'll be back.